So today's call is going to be about WordPress membership sites, and we're going to go over the ins and outs of how to use this membership system to help you out with making money on the internet. It's another really fun and exciting way of making money online. And if you haven't heard much about how to go about setting up your own membership site, well, today we're going to be going over that and teaching you the steps to do that. All right, so once again, as mentioned earlier, if you have any questions, just let me know in the process of the call, and we'll stop and discuss those. If not, if you prefer to hold those questions until the end, then I'll make time at the very end to discuss those as well. So it's really up to you, okay? So we're going to be talking about what a membership system is in WordPress, and why even have one, why even consider having a membership system, why it's a super powerful way of generating money online, and why it works out so great for a lot of folks, including myself, and how you can get started off with setting up your own site. And we'll go over some examples and discuss any questions you got, along with sharing with you some strategies on how you can get started with easily presenting a membership offer within this very week. Okay, it doesn't have to take months and months to get your own membership system in place. So with that said, let's jump into things. If you hear any background noise and stuff, just be sure to press *5, and then it'll block that out so people can hear, okay? And then alternatively, if you have questions, just press *5 again, and then unmute yourself to ask your questions, then go back on hold, okay? Okay, so let's start here. So the number one thing that I'd like to go over here is just the nature of WordPress itself, okay? So has everyone heard of WordPress already?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Awesome. How many of you already have a WordPress site up and running?
Me.
Yeah? A number of you already have some already up and running?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Cool. Okay. So did you know that WordPress inherently has a membership system built into it? Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about getting, another plugin that costs, or even searching a plugin out if you didn't really want to, because the basics of having a membership system is already built into WordPress, which is kind of neat. And we'll talk about that, but WordPress has that built in already, and you could set up different levels of access to your site. So it depends on the whole approach that you would like to take with your business, but what kind of businesses do you guys have? Just shout out a few examples of what kind of sites you guys have.
Thermometers
selling.
Yeah, you said thermometers.
No, pedometers.
Oh, okay. You have pedometers. Okay, all right.
Garden decor.
Garden decor. Okay, cool. Okay, cool. All right. Well, we'll consider those two as I start to look for, I'll tie those into some of the examples I share, so we can kind of customize this to you guys as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to log into your site, if you guys are on a computer right now, it's also helpful to do that, because then you can kind of see where I'm looking, what I'm talking about, just on some of these basics. We're not going to get too technical at all here on the call today. But I am going to refer to some examples inside of WordPress. And so if you are logged in and can refer to some of these areas, then great. If not, then you can always refer to it afterwards. But where I'm referring to at this point is the membership system that's built into WordPress already is found underneath the settings area inside of your dashboard. You go to your website and log in. And down at the bottom left-hand side, you're going to see the section that says Settings, and you simply click on General. Okay? And once you click on General, then you'll be able to see the section there where it says Membership. And it has a box right next to the area that says Anyone Can Register. Okay? So if it says Anyone Can Register, you can mark that box, then scroll down and click on Save Changes, and that's going to allow WordPress from there on out to allow other people to come to your site and register as a user. Okay.
I'm not quite on my site yet into the dashboard, so could you repeat? You go to settings and where?
You go underneath settings and then click on general. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and so like I said earlier, you'll be able to check this out here, but we won't be able to go into like every single detail on this call here today, but I'll give you a general overview of where to access this. But that's where you find just the general settings for the membership, the built-in membership for WordPress. Okay? So I'm just going to point out two major areas. Okay, the first area is underneath the settings under general, and then you scroll down a little bit in the middle of the screen, and you'll see this just this line that says membership, and then the box right next to it and says anyone can register. And if you want to allow people to register as a member for the site, then you simply mark that box and scroll down and save changes, okay? So once you do that, then if you were to log out of your website, okay, you would see on the login page of WordPress, this new link underneath your login page. It would say register, okay? And you'll be able to check that out afterwards. You know, I may be going a little bit quick, you know, over this right now, and that's okay because you can refer to it afterwards. But just know that once you mark that box and save it, then you can go out of WordPress and just act as a brand new user. Okay, act as if you're one of the members, okay, and you go to the login page for your site, and you would see, you know, the same login page that you go to log into your own website is the same place that you would go, but then you would see this little link that says register, okay? So that's what that does, is when you mark the membership box, it activates that link. So when people come to your site, they can click on that link and register. Now, what happens after that is, you know, when people click on the register button, they'll be able to set up their own account with their username and password, and the system will automatically send that user a new account. It'll automatically send them their username plus a pre-generated password. Okay, it's automatically going to do that for you. And the new user, you know, registering for your site will, the system will send them that username and password. And then they can go to your site and log in, and they can change their password afterwards if they want. But the system will automatically generate that unique password for each user, okay? So that would be just a brand new user coming to your site and wanting to get access to something that you're going to give them. But we're going to stop right there just for a moment. We're going to come back to that in just a second. But that's one of the elements that's already built into WordPress, okay? But why would you want to have that in the first place, okay? So one of the major reasons why people set up a membership site in the first place is because they want to give access to, you know, something valuable to people. And they want to give something valuable behind the doors, and you want to give, you know, those people access to that stuff. So it could be really anything that you'd like. A lot of feedback, scratching noise in the background. Okay. All right. So with the value that you offer people, you can put that behind the scenes and give people access to that. Okay, that's one of the major reasons why you would want to have a membership. Is you can give people access to, let's say, a bunch of research that you did, you know, or some valuable videos that you created or got access to, or maybe you have some, you know, coupons, you know, that you want to give people access to, and you only want to give them, you know, to a certain group of people, you know, who are part of your membership. Okay, or and you think of all the types of information that you could gather together or even create. Okay, people also use information such as blog articles. You know, blogging, have you heard? I'm sure that you guys have heard of blogging before, right? So you can take some of your blog posts and put them in a membership, and people can get access to them once they subscribe. Okay, but the bottom line here is that you create or get access to something valuable, or something valuable that you would offer your audience, and put it behind the scenes, and behind the scenes meaning putting it inside of your WordPress site. Okay, now all the technical stuff we can help you out with, okay? But the biggest point here today is just learning about WordPress membership sites and knowing that you can go about easily setting up one and start offering a membership, you know, deal to your audience. Okay, but number one, you know, thing to get clear on is what of value are you going to offer your audience, okay? It could be ebooks, videos, audio programs, coaching, the, you know, actual deals that you're offering. The list goes on and on, okay? And there's a lot of examples for this, okay? You know, if you were to go over to, and we'll go over more specific examples, but one site, it's a pretty common site, which is clickbank.com. Now, if you were to go to clickbank.com, up at the very top there, you'll see a link that says Marketplace. And when you click on Marketplace, you'll see on the left-hand side different categories of business categories, you know, different interests. And when you click on those, you'll be able to search, you know, the number of different offers that are in their system. And many of those sites have membership sites built into it. And you can investigate those and see what other people have done, you know, for their types of memberships and what they're offering. But with ClickBank, you know, they have a lot of digital content, like ebooks and software and you know, other you know, video courses and all that stuff that they offer. So, but those are just some of the things that you know, you can do with membership sites. Okay, you can also offer, you know, products, you know, in back of a membership site. Okay. You can offer, I've already gone over information. You can even do services. Okay, there's a number of students and people I've worked with who offer, you know, memberships for their piano tuning, you know, clients. You know, it works out great for a clientele. And if you're doing a you know, computer repair business and you want to give them access to a membership where they can log in and get access to just their account, and they can download certain programs or, you know, download or get access to things that are just unique to them and for their account, then that's another great reason, you know, or another reason why you can use, how you can use membership sites, yeah, for WordPress. One of the reasons why I'm talking about WordPress is because it's a lot more simple to use compared to, you know, alternative solutions out there. It's super simple to set up, you know, comparatively speaking. And if you need any help with that, like I said, we're here for you. But just know that, in comparison, I've gone through a lot of different systems out there, and WordPress, hands down, is by far the easiest, and it's more universal. You know, more people all throughout the world use that for their membership system than anything else. And it's very compatible with a lot of other, you know, membership programs too. So, but so. A membership system is, you know, who that's for is, it's really for anyone. You know, people use membership systems for all kinds of purposes. So yeah, digital goods, products, services, and information. All those can be used and put behind the scenes into a in an organized fashion inside of a membership. Okay. Now, why would you want to use one? Okay, it's very flexible. You can you can do a lot of things with it, and it's an excellent monetization method. You can monetize your membership. So monetizing your membership it's not too difficult. You think about first building the value into your price. So if you could, you know, you set the price. It's important to research and understand who else out there is, you know, doing the same thing. You know, it gives you a better idea of what's going on out there in the market. But, you know, if you have a membership for garden decor, and you're selling e-commerce products on your site for garden decor, and that's great. But if you wanted to set up a membership for those folks, then you could develop some training that could teach them how to create a beautiful, you know, garden using the decor that you sell on your site, and you could offer training for them, and that's another product that you have to offer, you know, for your customers. They can buy the tangible products on your e-commerce store for garden decor. Same thing with pedometers, you know. But then the membership would offer training, okay, something that would help them implement and use those products that you're selling, okay? And that's a great way of going about serving your customers even better than just selling the product only, okay? And that could give you a competitive advantage over, you know, the other folks out there who are just selling the product only. Now, if you offer a membership where they can log in and get access to specialized training, you know, for creating a beautiful garden using your decorations, and then also getting access to tips, you know, that are awesome, then that would be wonderful, wouldn't it? You know, for a lot of people, because if you don't offer it, guess what? They're going to find it somewhere else. They're going to go somewhere else. And so, you know, if you can create a better experience for them and offer a membership for them, then most likely they're usually going to buy it, and they're usually going to take advantage of that as long as you do it right. You know, so as long as you're offering valuable information and you're presenting it correctly, they see the value of it, then most likely those people that have already bought or, you know, are buying something through your site, they're usually going to take advantage of that, because then they don't, you know, they don't have to waste all their time searching the whole countryside, finding the information that they really need to be able to implement quicker and have a better experience with the products you're offering. Okay, so that's just one example on something that you can do with selling tangible products. Okay. So as far as the monetization of it, though, goes, you set the price. Okay, it's helpful to research and find out what else is going on out there with the other membership programs in your field. And you can research those out by going to you know, ClickBank and also Google and Alexa, Alexa.com. When you go to those sites, you can you know, discover sites that are in your niche. Okay, they're in your industry already. And, you know, you want to compare apples to apples as much as possible. Because if they're doing it, hey, you could do it too. You know, you just got to research it out. But as far as the price goes, it's pretty common, you know, across the board out there to have membership prices start out at anywhere from $47 on up to $2,000. You know, it's a pretty broad range, you know, but, you know, depending on the value that you're offering and how long you're offering it for and really what you're doing, you can build the value into it. And what I mean by that is, you know, let's take the example of pedometers, okay? If you're selling the pedometers on your site, that's the tangible product. You can also offer a membership, just like I mentioned with the garden decor thing. And they could offer, you know, training for, you could offer some type of, you know, training in relation to interviewing, you know, people who use, you know, the pedometers a lot, you know, who have had success with walking, who you know, run, or I don't know if you actually use, you know, pedometers and running, but probably more of walking, right? But think of all the cool training you can provide people, right? You know, think of all the things you could do for people, you know, and teach people in relation to using your products, and build the value into it. So, if people, you know, if people were to go buy a book and also hire a coach or hire a trainer to teach them all these things that they would normally, or that they could get access to inside of your membership, then that would be a lot more valuable instead of having them go to, you know, 10 different sources to get the information that they need. If they can just get it in one stop, then, hey, that would be a win-win, even a better win-win across the board, wouldn't it? So, you know, take some time, you know, to brainstorm some ideas about the experience that you, you know, that your customers are really looking for. And if you're not exactly sure, you know, then ask them. Okay, if you haven't spoken with your customers and have not asked them any questions about what they're really looking for, what their goals are, then you should do that. You know, start asking the people in your target audience these questions. Hey, what would you like to see, you know, in relation to training? What kind of challenges do you, you experience in relation to pedometers or garden decor, okay? You choose your topic, ask them questions that are specific about their goals, their fears, and their dreams, okay? And that's going to help you out with customizing your membership more effectively to them. Okay, because if they tell you and what they're really looking for, then you can customize solutions better to them instead of having to, you know, shoot from the cuff every time. And so you innovate and do your best on discovering and thinking of some solutions that would help be helpful, but most importantly, ask them. Okay, get into the field and start speaking and talking with your customers or your prospects, and you can do that by going to, you know, networking events in person. You can go to Facebook. You can join groups for free. You can go to Yahoo groups. That's free. You can join forums. You can, you know, there's a lot of free forums online that you can join and engage with a lot of the prospects who are in your field. Okay, if you were to set aside, you know, an hour a day just contacting and talking with people, I mean, just imagine how many people you could speak with during the week and how, you know, how much amazing, you know, content and ideas you could gather directly from the horse's mouth, so to speak. Yeah. So you don't have to come up with all these things yourself, and it's best not to. You know, I mean, you do the best you can to start off with, and that's very important as the business owner, but, you know, when it comes down to, you know, customizing products and knowing what to put inside of your membership, talk with people and ask them, okay? But you're not necessarily relying on them to innovate for you, okay? They may not even have an idea of really what they want, and so you kind of got to feel that out. But the basic with this, the basic principle with this is just to get into the game, and speak with your customers or your prospects as soon as possible, okay? And that's going to help you out with having a more solid, more valuable membership for your audience. So some of the things that you can do here. Do you guys have any questions so far before we jump into the next section?
Well, I had a question. I get user registration from WordPress, and I don't know what to do with it. Is this what you're talking about?
Yeah. So that's, I'm glad that you brought that up. Nice work. So sometimes, by default, these WordPress sites have that box marked inside of the settings area of WordPress. And if you're not ready for people to register for your site and that's marked, then spammers, you know, these automated robots and spammers could come along and click on the register button and register for your site. You know, and they're registered, and that's just a bunch of spam. So temporarily, if you're not ready to do your membership site, you would want to go inside of those settings, inside of your settings, and then click on general and uncheck that box and then save your settings. Okay? So, yeah. Great question.
Go ahead.
What's that?
When someone gives you an order and you get their email address to send a confirmation, does that give you permission to email them about offers or to join the membership, that type of thing?
It can. And so a lot of times with e-commerce sites and then also on your site, you can simply put on your site, you know, when you opt in, you agree that, you know, you'll receive, you know, periodic updates from me via email. And if you, you know, don't like them, then you can always unsubscribe. But the best practice, though, is to make sure that, first off, you're transparent about it and let people know that if they order through your site, that you'll email them, okay? You always let them know up front. And so if they're buying something, they know that. And then second is if they're not necessarily buying something, I mean, you can have an opt-in form, okay, a subscription form on your site where they can put their name and email in and then get access to whatever you're offering. And in that case, they would, you know, once they opt in, they would be sent an email to confirm their subscription. And that whole process is called a double opt-in, and where they opt-in and then they click on a link to confirm it. That's what a double opt-in means. And so that's the best practice in the industry, is, you know, to make sure that the customers, your prospects, are giving you permission and they're confirming that decision by clicking on that link inside of their email. Because once they do that, then they've double confirmed. They said, yes, I want that, and I clicked on and confirmed it too. So you know that they're full-heartedly wanting to be on your email list. Okay, and those are the kinds of people you really want anyways.
So you can help us and show us how to do that, where to write it or how to
yes.
put it in there?
Yes, absolutely. Yep, absolutely. So
okay.
you just let me give you the email. You can email in or even call in. It's tjesse@prospering.com. So T is in Tom, J is in Jump, E is in Elephant, SS is in Sam, and EE is in Elephant. So there are two S's and two E's at the very end. At prospering.com. Okay, so you just email and then we'll, you know, we can set up a time and help you out with all this stuff. Okay.
Thank you.
You betcha. Great questions. Any other questions you guys have at this point? Okay. Yeah. So it's important to get people to double opt in, you know, to your to your list. Because ultimately, you want to have people who are wanting to be on the list on your list. Okay, you don't want to just focus in on, you know, quantity. Because the last thing you want is to have a bunch of junk emails on there that, you know, have people who are not really interested in what you're offering. So have quality, you know, emails from people who are on there who are looking forward to hearing from you. You know, and then you can work on sending emails out to those people. On a regular basis, you know, once or twice a week to help them out in their lives. Okay, so yeah, so email marketing, though, ties in very well with membership sites with WordPress. Okay, that's one of the major ways that you'll be able to stay in contact with everyone using the power of the Internet. Is you got to have some way of communicating with your audience, especially in your membership. Okay. So, yeah, just email me. We'll set up a time, and we'll help you out with all that stuff. Okay, it's kind of technical in some of the spots, and so it's really helpful for a lot of students just to call in, and we can help them, okay? Now, next, what we'll be talking about is what you can do, okay, a little bit more in-depth with these membership sites, and then I'll give you some examples, okay? So some of the things you can do on a membership site is we already talked about some of the value things that you can do and create and put back into a membership site. But one of the most simple ways of getting started off with offering some type of membership element to your site is to go into WordPress and to create a page. Okay, you just go into a page, click on Add New. You just add a new page. Okay. And you can password protect this page. Okay, this is an element. And when you think about a membership, what you're doing is you're giving them access to something once they, you know, opt in or once they log in, I mean. Okay, so this is a really simple way of you know, getting started off with offering something of value to some users out there. Okay, but you would create a new page. And once you create a new page, then on the right-hand side, I mean, you got to give it a name. Give it a name for the page. Let's do an example here. Let's take the pedometers example. Okay, you can do the same thing with the garden decor and anything else that you guys have going on. But with pedometers, you could create a page and then title it Members. Okay, and then once you title it Members. On the right-hand side, you'll see underneath this section it says Publish. And there's going to be a link there where it says Visibility. Okay? It's right underneath the Publish box on the right-hand, far right-hand side of your page. And so when you go over to the Publish area, you click on Visibility and click on the Edit link, and then it's going to give you a few options. It's going to say Public, Password Protected, and Private. In this particular instance, you just want to click on Password Protected. Okay? And now this is just a simple way of getting started. It's not going to be the approach that you know, many people would take to build out a full, robust membership system. Okay? This is just a simple way of getting started off with offering a membership access to one page. Okay? So you just password protect this page. and you type in whatever password you want right there. It could be anything you want. And then you click on OK. Okay, and once you click on OK, then you can start putting the value into the page, in the middle of the page there. Okay, you can start researching out, you know, great coupons for people to get deals on pedometers. You could start putting training videos in there, teaching people how to use pedometers. You could start getting access to ebooks and putting them in the list there. You could start, creating your own stuff, too. You could start doing demos and things that can teach people about the ins and outs of, losing weight using pedometers. And the list can go on and on, So you think of all the cool, valuable things that you could offer people and start putting that value in on that page right there, okay? Anyone here on the call can easily get started off with doing this today. You take, add a new page, give it a name, and in this circumstance, I gave it a name called Members, and then you go on the right-hand side underneath Publish and click on, under Visibility, Public, and then you mark it as actually password protected, okay, because you're going to password protect this. And put in a password, and then put in the value. What kind of value are you going to give people? Okay, and then once you're done, you click on Publish, and publish the page so it's live. Okay, and then you have a little, your own little membership page there. Okay, it's a standalone on your website. People can still go to any other blog post or any other page on your site, and it's all public, but you've purposely password protected this page, and you're working on putting value on that page so people can access it. Yeah. So what you can do with that now is once you have the value built into it, okay, then you can start to share it with people and say, hey, you could email people, and you could even create a little page that presents the value that you have to offer. This is what we call a sales page, okay? Some type of sales page that educates people about what your membership page is going to give them. Okay, so you would want to have a sales page that you can, share with people, and that, sales page could be titled, membership deal or membership offer, okay? Whatever you want to call it, but the main thing is that people have a place to come to on your site where they can see the value of your membership, and they can sign up. They can click on a PayPal button. If you don't have PayPal or a way for people to buy stuff, then just go to paypal.com and sign up for free. It's super easy. You sign up for a free PayPal account. You can get access to them quite easily. And then once you have your account, you can create what we call a PayPal button. Okay, you don't have to use PayPal, but PayPal is really, really popular and very easy to use. And you can go there and create your own membership button, okay, a PayPal button, and you can set the price. Let's say the price to access this page would be $47, okay? You'd want to make sure that the value is more, worth more than $47, though, Make sure the value is there. That's what we, when we talk about value, it's very critical that you understand what value is and what that really means and how to create value for your target audience. Okay, what's valuable for one audience may not be valuable for another. Same thing like with garden decor. What's valuable for the garden decor people is probably not going to be valuable for pedometer people. Okay, so think about what's valuable for them and start building it up and stacking this, your page full of all kinds of awesome stuff. Okay, and organize it. But
Member sales page, that's in addition to a page that says membership?
Yes, exactly. Yep. So in this case, you'd have two pages. Yep.
Okay.
The page that I just talked about is called, would be your sales page. The sales page would be selling people, yep, presenting the value that you have to offer to people. So you would title that page and whatever you want. Okay, members offer. Okay, members deal. Okay, or just customize it. Okay, pedometer membership, or garden decor membership. Okay, that would be the actual page that you'd create and list out all the benefits that people would gain by buying your membership. Okay, and then the second page, like you refer to, is the actual value page. The page that they're going to log into Okay. Remember, you've password protected this page, you know, for your the actual access page, and they're going to get access to that page after they buy. Okay, so it's super simple. Two pages, that's it. Okay?
Well, I guess I'm kind of questioning. I mean, I don't know that I would personally want to pay a membership for, like, Garden Decor to... I don't know that I'm going to buy all the time kind of thing. So can you do it as a free thing, but you have to be a member just so that I can acquire their email addresses to give those particular people a special sale?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. In that particular circumstance, I wouldn't really set up a membership for that. That would be more along the lines of setting up a coupon for buyers through your e-commerce store. So people would come to your site, and let's say you're running a deal, okay? It gives them 10% off on all products for the next 2 days. Then you can just go, you know, underneath the WooCommerce and set up a coupon for that type of thing, and that would be, you know, the way I would approach that. Instead of using,
but then that would be available to anybody and not just people who are members to who would give me their email so that I can email them special deals.
Yeah, and so you'd want to offer an opt-in page. Yeah, what we're talking about here is we're talking about the possibility of setting up a membership page where you can put value on there. Okay. And that value is really subjective on what you want to put it in there. But I gave you some examples. I gave everyone some examples earlier of some possibilities. Training works out great. Okay, information that teaches them how to do something is a great way of going about starting off a membership page. Okay? So if, especially if you're selling services or tangible products, offering education is great, okay? Because it's going to facilitate the, you know, the implementation of using those products more and more and more, and even coming back and getting more from you, you know, because you offer great training.
Right.
Like recently, you know, recently we just bought a tiller, okay, you know, for our garden, and you know, we spent, you know, $900 on the tiller, and you know, it was awesome, but. You know, the owner's manual was, you know, it was good, you know, but I still would have wished that there would have been, you know, some training that would teach me like the proper way of tilling, you know, garden. I had to go online and research it all out, you know. Just imagine
to
if that company
who...
show you
how to till and how to do that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I had to go to a completely different site. I actually had to go to three different sites to gather the information that I needed to know how to properly till and to do it properly, you know. And the things
right.
to be aware of. And so, I mean, if the company that sold me the tiller actually had training, I could have gotten that all in one spot and could have saved myself a ton more time. I probably would have, you know, if they would have just tacked that onto the price, I probably would have paid it too.
Right.
Yeah. So just think about that, you know, with your customers. Same analogy with garden decor and pedometers and what else give you, you know. Yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
How does that relate to the page, your website page that says subscribe?
The website page that says subscribe should be telling them what they're going to be subscribing to.
Is there any connection? That's what I want to know. Is there any connection with the web page and what you're just talking about?
Yes. Yeah, there should be. Okay. So on the actual, yeah, there's two sales. There's two pages I'm talking about with this particular membership setup. Okay. The simple setup, which is the sales page and the value page. Okay.
Right. But on the
so
website.
The sales page should present the benefits and a way for them to opt in and redirect them directly to PayPal. So the page, the sales page for your membership would include, you know, the benefits and then an opt-in box. And that opt-in box, when they put their name and email in, is automatically going to redirect them when they subscribe, okay? It's automatically going to redirect them to PayPal. is not going to take them to a thank you page. It's going to automatically redirect them to PayPal where they can pay. Okay, and then inside of PayPal, when you set up your PayPal button, it'll give you the option of redirecting them after they pay to the actual membership login page. Okay? And so the email autoresponder, see on the sales page, when they opt in to pay, it's going to trigger an email that goes to them with the password for the page. Okay? That's how they would get the password to the page to log in after they pay. Okay? So like I said, it's a little bit technical, okay, but we can help you out with that. But the overall goal here today, though, is to give you a basic understanding of getting started off with a membership, okay, with your site.
Okay,
but yeah, it's a great question. Yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah, but I have to see how it works.
Yeah. So you can when you call in, you'll be able to see how it works, okay? Definitely, and we'll walk you through, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So all that anyone on this call here should be doing, if you don't have a membership already, is to consider first and foremost, what a value would you offer your customers or your prospects, okay? Get clear about what you would offer them, okay? Because then, you know, the membership is just going to act as a door between them and the value. They'll be able to open up the door if they have the key. Okay, you're going to give them that key, which is the password. Yeah. So that's all you're doing here with this. Just keep it simple. Okay, it's very, very important to keep it simple, especially at this point of the game when you're just getting started. Just make a list of a couple items or more that you think would be really helpful for your audience, and then get those things on the page, the value page, okay?
Trent, how would it work if you were to offer members only a sale price? How would that happen? I mean, when they go to the site and the price is such that then your membership, it will automatically, or you email them a code or something to put in, so when they put the code in, then they get the sale price?
Yeah, sales price on what?
On an item. I'm doing the garden decor, so say I want to have people, you know, get their emails and stuff that they're interested in this type of product, and perhaps I want to email them and say, this week we have this on sale for members only, or for whatever, you know, and then how do they get that sale price?
Yeah, excellent question. Okay, so that ties in a bit with what I was saying earlier about WooCommerce. Okay, I say WooCommerce because that's the one of the great e-commerce plugins for WordPress. And WooCommerce has basically an element of a membership built into it. You can offer members only, a coupon. Say, hey, for all the members who have bought from me, here's a 20% discount, that you can or a coupon that you can use over the next 24 hours, and just go to the site, buy anything, type in this code, and it's automatically going to deduct that 20% off of your bill before you check out.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how I do that. Yep. Yeah, excellent question, yep. Yeah, any other questions on that? Yeah. Okay, so some of the simple, I've gone over the simple WordPress setup of setting up a sales page and a one page that's password protected. That's it. Okay, that's a simple WordPress system right there. Done. Okay, now the more sophisticated systems would include getting third-party plugins. Okay, I'm just going to give you an overview. I'm not going to go into the details on those at all. But if you believe that if you have goals that would involve a more robust membership, then these plugins right here are the plugins that I use that are great, and they're definitely on top of the market all throughout the world on these types of plugins. Okay, so number one would be the S2 member. Okay, S2 member. S is in Sam, the number 2, then member. Okay, so S2 member would be just a fantastic plugin to use. It's you know, there's a free version of it. So you can actually go to your dashboard in WordPress and go to plugins and click on add new and simply type in the search field S2 member and it'll pull up and you can install and activate that plugin for free. Okay?
That's
going to be more robust,
Frank.
Though. Okay? What's that?
That's F as in Frank?
No, S as in Sam.
S as in Sam, okay.
Yeah, S as in Sam, the numeral 2. Okay, like uno dos, okay, 2. And then member.
Okay.
So you can install and activate that and check it out. Okay, but it's more robust. Just know that if you're looking for a more robust one, then that's going to be the best one that I would recommend. The second one would be a wish list member. So wish list member, and that's not for free. That would be a paid one, and that would be the second, you know, membership plugin that I would recommend that I also use myself for more robust memberships. Okay, and that allows you these plugins right here that I just barely mentioned, S2 member and wish list member. They allow you to do a lot of other cool things with your membership system, okay? They allow you to set up different tiers, okay? You can set up free memberships for people along with paid membership levels on, you know, tons of different levels if you wanted, okay? But the membership systems that I have involve usually 2 or 3 tiers, okay? There's a free membership, and then there's 2 levels of paid members. Okay, one offers a $47 a month and then a $97 a month membership where they get access to, you know, the goods that you're offering, okay, the training and the details and the benefits. And when they log into their account on your website using these plugins, they're only going to have access to the things that you've given them access to, okay? So if you were to say, you know, with pedometers, if you had a $47 tier membership, and you only want to have those people access the, the training videos and the ebooks, okay, for a year or a lifetime, then great. But if you want to have the $97 tier membership have access to the ebooks and the videos, and maybe a training session with a coach, then you could have just that page or certain areas of your website accessible only to those people. Okay, that's what those are some of those things, major things that these paid and robust membership systems are going to allow you to do. Okay, they'll be able to give you super detailed control over any element all throughout your site. Okay, if there's a certain piece of content on an article that you only want to have certain people see and not others, those plugins will let you do it. Okay? If you wanted to have, you know, people have access, you know, they could have access to one area within your website at a time, this is called the drip content. Okay? So a lot of membership sites out there do this, where when you join the membership, they only give you access to just a little bit of the value at the start. Okay? And then a week goes by, and then you get access to the more content. You know, then the third week goes by, and then you get access to maybe 3/4 of the full content of the membership. And then maybe, you know, after 2 months, you have access to everything. Okay, so that's what a drip content would be. You basically incrementally give the member access to the goods one step at a time instead of barfing on them right when they log in, because sometimes they can be overwhelmed when they log into your membership and they see tons and tons and tons and tons of stuff. It's like, wow, you know, where should I start? Okay, that's one of the big benefits of having a robust membership plugin that allows you to do all that stuff. Okay, but that's more in lines with marketing strategy and helping you build up a membership that's generating thousands and thousands of dollars every month. Okay. So, any questions about that step there? Those elements of WordPress systems? So the, within the last 7 minutes or so, we're going to go over some of the strategies that you guys could implement here. Okay, some of them we've talked about here, but we're going to go a little bit more in depth so you guys can get started. Okay, so number one is making sure that you're clear about the value. Okay, I've mentioned that already, but I can't stress it enough, because if you're not clear about the value and why people would want to sign up for your membership, then it's just not going to go anywhere. Okay, so make sure that you're clear about what the value is and why they would want to buy, and then get started off with presenting your sales page. Okay, list out the benefits and persuade them. You got to teach them why they would want to sign up. Okay, especially with memberships, because most people are not even going to know at all about why they should even buy or sign up for your membership. Okay, so make sure that you answer all of their questions ahead of time. Okay, they're going to wonder, well, what am I going to get? What if I sign up and I don't like it? Or is there a refund policy? Do you have a guarantee? Okay, what can they look forward to when they sign up? Okay, the expectations. These are all things that you should be putting on your sales page. And I've done trainings on this already, and there's also trainings that you can access as well, to teach you more about persuasion. But the bottom line is teaching them and educating them about what they're going to be getting and covering the what-if scenarios, okay, and offering a solid guarantee. Okay, and so now some of the strategies that you can implement in getting your membership program off the ground, okay, is going to tap into your marketing approach, okay, your marketing approaches. And so we mentioned email marketing earlier. Email marketing is great because you're going to be sending out an offer for your membership to people who are already on your list. Yeah, let's say you generated a list of 1,200 people to start off with who have given you their name and email in exchange for an ebook. Okay, and that ebook taught them about how to lose weight using pedometers. Okay, those people could very well like access to your membership that you just barely created. And so you could write up an email, and you could send out an email to those people and invite them to check out your sales page that's offering the benefits of your membership. Okay, so that's one way that you could go about doing that as far as strategy on marketing and getting people to sign up for your membership. Now, if you don't have emails, guess what? There's people out there that there's people out there who do have emails, and you could do some partnering with people. Okay, there's people who have emails out there that they've built up a huge email database, and you could partner with them and say, "Hey, guys, I see that you're let's take the pedometers example again. You could see you could find people through Facebook and through Google and groups out there, who have websites and blogs that teach people about fitness, a fitness coach or a soccer coach or, people who are really into running or hiking. Okay, those are, those people are involved with fitness and stuff. You could contact them and say, hey, I see that you guys are, that you're really involved with fitness and health. I am too, but you're not, they're not selling pedometers and you are, but you're still serving basically the same type of audience, that are involved with fitness and health and stuff. And so you could do an exchange. Okay, and I've talked about partnering a while back ago. You can check out that training, but partnering is huge. Okay, partnering is going to be usually one of the major ways of getting your membership program off the ground super fast. Okay, especially with building up your email database. Okay, of people who are interested in this. Yes, if you don't have an email database yet, then that's a great, powerful way of building up your email and list quite rapidly. Okay. Now, a lot of one of the last tips I'll share with you here for today is in the pricing. Okay, and I mentioned a couple things like $47 and $97 here and there, but I want you guys to be successful with this. Okay. What I would suggest doing is offering a month-to-month membership where they're paying something every single month, not just one time, but month to month. Okay, because I say that for a number of reasons, because it's going to help you. It's going to help you out a lot, dramatically, with sustaining yourself financially. Okay, if you have, you know, people paying you, you know, $97 a month or $47 a month, and you have, you know, 100 people, you're making $4,700 a month. You know, by just having 100 people consistently paying you $47 a month. Okay, and then you can focus your time on fulfillment and delivery. Okay, you can work on, you can devote more of your time on, you know, packing your membership full of more and more value. Okay, instead of having to work on making more and more sales. Okay, you just got, if you were to set a goal of getting 100 people to sign up for your membership, and they're paying $47, go. You know, you're making $4,700 a month. How would that help you out? You know, I mean, there's 100 people easily in the whole wide world that could sign up for your membership if you just dedicate yourself and put together something valuable that would help them out. Okay, and $47 a month, if you're continually creating value for them, you're spending your time on creating value for them, like I said, instead of continually having to work on making more and more sales. You're just making the sale once. Hopefully you guys get that and see the power in that. Yeah, because that's made a huge difference for me as well. You know? And if you were to dedicate your time here over the, you know, this, you know, today and over the next week by putting together a solid membership and setting the price to it, such as $47 and $97 a month, and you could deliver an awesome training, you know, once a month. That is for like 45-minute training, once a month. Go. Hey, that doesn't take you a lot of time to do. Yeah. Okay, so that's one of the power strategies that I'll share with you here today to help you guys out with making this a super profitable venture for you. And with memberships, and I'll open up the last couple minutes for any questions that you might have, and then we'll end the call here today, okay? So if you have any questions, just chime in, and then but if not, then we'll end the call, okay?
Been great. Thank you very much. Appreciate all the information.
Yeah, you betcha. Yeah, appreciate you guys attending. And hey, thank you. You guys good? Any questions at all? Or?
No, thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Well, you have a wonderful day there, and we'll look forward to talking with you soon, okay?
Bye.
Okay, bye.